Here's Shelley Fraser-Mickle remembering for us.
On July 19, 1877, the first recording of a human voice was made. From then on, it seems we couldn't get enough of hearing our voices played back to us. Thomas Edison went around the country giving demonstrations of how he could record his own voice on grooved metal cylinders wrapped in tinfoil. He shouted the verses to Mary Had a Little Lamb into his machine and then played it back. And huge audiences paid good money to see and hear him do that. Childhood is full of voices. From the moment of birth, we are inundated with the sound of people speaking to us. Often the voices linger when the words do not. In fact, now that my children are grown, I'm hoping and betting on the chance that they are still hearing my voice wrapped in memories hiding deep in their heads. For I want them to remember the sense of certain things, if not exactly the words, like, "No matter what happens, I think they're hot stuff." And turning up wherever you're supposed to, on time and prepared, is worth everything. And brush your teeth and comb your hair and be kind to other people, and especially to yourself. Oh, my list was long. And probably I sounded a lot like a stuck record, because whenever I had the flu and lost my voice, my kids danced in the hall like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when the witch was dead. The voice that resides most in my memory is the low, scratchy, drawling tones of my maternal grandmother. Every afternoon when she was visiting, which was often, she and I were sent to my room for naps. There on the bed we would lie together and she would read stories to me. If she fell asleep before I did, I punched her with my elbow to get the voice going again. And if I fell asleep before she did, the sound of her voice galloped under my dreams. Yes, voices in childhood are the ones which last throughout a lifetime. In fact, it is a person's voice that rarely ages. It is hard to tell how old someone is or how big or how tall by just listening to them. In a sense, our voices are the most ethereal qualities we have. It's the words carried on our voices that change. Sidney Harris, an American journalist, said that we do not pass that subtle line between childhood and adulthood until we move from the passive voice to the active voice. That is, until we have stopped saying "it got lost" and say, "I lost it." So every day now, I work a little harder to never lose the memory of my grandmother's voice.